I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter for WAMU 88.5 News. Thousands of Virginia motorists with clean fuel license plates are very unhappy with the state's plans to build toll lanes on I-66. Now, during rush hour, only carpoolers are allowed to use those lanes inside the Beltway. No single-occupant vehicles are allowed, except for hybrids. There are more than 18,000 cars with special clean fuel license plates in Virginia.
They were incentivized by the Commonwealth of Virginia to buy hybrids, and one of those incentives was that they could use 66 inside the Beltway.
That's Matt Latorno, a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. He opposes the Virginia Department of Transportation's current tolling plans.
Thousands of people have built their lives, their commutes, where they work, where they live, around the ability to use I-66. The Commonwealth's plan moving forward is to charge all those people tolls just the same as everybody else, and it's a basic issue of fairness.
Starting in 2017, all drivers will have to pay rush hour tolls to use I-66 inside the Beltway, unless they're HOV2 carpoolers. But Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane says the exemption for clean fuel plates will end even if the toll lanes aren't built. And here's why. When Virginia started allowing hybrids to use the HOV lanes, it had to sign an agreement with the federal government. If congestion got worse, the exemption would go.
Then Virginia must take steps to limit and discontinue hybrid use in the HOV lanes.
But Latorno says HOV violators are to blame for congestion, not hybrid drivers.
I believe that the traffic volumes would be significantly reduced if there weren't so many violators. A huge percentage of people who are taking 66 every day are violators. So how about the state police and VDOT start enforcing the rules that already exist before they put these burdensome tolls on commuters?
The effort to stop VDOT's plans is moving to the state legislature. Republican Delegate Jim Lemunyon of Fairfax County will propose a bill next year to ban tolls on I-66. I'm Martin DeCaro.